Welcome to Gun to Your Head Podcast, hosted by Ozzy Doglod with my faithful host. Introduce yourself, my friend.
Hi, I'm Joe Becker.
Excellent. Spot on every time.
I'd like to say you nailed that iconic intro.
That was good. We should just make that every time.
Right, just cut that bit out, and that's the beginning from here on out.
Absolutely. This is a special podcast, you know. This is the pre-K, as I like to call it, you know?
That's good.
That's
clever.
It's like a pre-Jack, but pre-K, you know? Yes. We're almost there.
That just sounds like a really dirty sex
term. Yep, I've made it nasty. Yeah. That's what we do.
We're good.
Make it nasty. You know, there's a song like that, I'm sure.
We're going to make it nasty with PBR right now.
There you go.
Listen to that sound.
Oh, you love it. Absolutely. All right. Let's kick it off. We got some fun topics for everybody. We do have one that I want you to kind of throw at me here. Start us off with some wonderful American laws.
So I came across this article, one of those clickbait articles online. You had the 50 stupidest laws in America, and it went state by state and named off some of those ridiculous laws you've ever heard. And a lot of them are, you know, antiquated, but there are some really funny ones still in the books. For example, in Oklahoma, it is illegal to wrestle a bear.
Can you wrestle other animals?
I believe so.
Apparently.
I think if you're wrestling a bear, though, the fact that the act is illegal is the least of your problems.
Well, how do you think they came up with that law? Were people making money off of bear wrestling? That's dangerous as fuck, by the way. Yeah. Why are you doing that?
I don't know. It is Oklahoma, so maybe they got bored.
Listen, I used to live with a guy from Oklahoma, and I've been saying it for decades now. By decades, I mean at least a couple of years. Oklahoma people are incredibly weird. Okay.
I don't know many, but...
my God.
I can imagine.
Do you know what... I don't know. Oh, noodling. Do you know what noodling is?
I do not.
So noodling, Oklahomans, they go to a lake or creek or river or any kind of body of water.
Is it creek or creek?
No, it's definitely creek, but creek sounds way so much more badass. We head down to the creek, and they try to catch gigantic carp with just a gloved hand, gloved up to your elbow. And by getting your hand into their mouths, like, they're going to definitely give you something sexual, for sure. Oklahomans are weird. And then they catch it, they pull it out of the water, and like, look at this son of a bitch, that's 60 pounds. Is it kind of impressive and brave? Sure. Is it really fucking weird? Yeah.
I just wonder who the first person was who thought, you know what I'm going to do?
Yeah.
I'm going to put a giant glove on my hand and go tickle some fish and see what happens.
And pull it out. Yeah, and that's fine, but don't wrestle a bear.
Yes.
That's where Oklahoma is.
That's where they draw the line.
Excellent.
Yes, bear wrestling.
Have fun with the next Dust Bowl. I'm sorry. I love Oklahoma. Hey, listen, you got a good basketball team this year. Go Thunder. Let's go.
South Carolina, it is illegal to work or dance on Sundays. Dancing and working.
Is that still true with the work thing, though? It can't be, right?
I can't imagine it is.
I mean, Walmart's always open, right?
Yeah. Someone's got a man to, Quickie Mart down the corner.
Listen,
so.
Some people need to make shirts for a 1K. You got to be able to buy them on a Sunday.
I'm just trying to figure out if they actually go around rounding up people who are working on Sundays.
Yeah, how about that when they were actually enforcing it?
I have
Were they like, are you working right now? No, sir. I'm drinking, having a good time. I'm sorry.
It's like, did you ever read Johnny Tremaine as a kid when... No, he's a...
Like, Tremaine for the... No, that's... Jeff Tremaine is the guy who started Jackass.
Yeah, Johnny Tremaine is the book about the American Revolution, the young boy who's apprenticed to some smelter or something.
No.
The smelter won't let him work on Sundays. They have a big job to do, but... So he breaks the rules and goes smelting on the Sunday and, like, burns his hand or something.
Oh, yeah. Really? They have, like, a lesson for
it? Yeah,
like,
this basically, is the moral of the story is don't work on Sundays.
Like, go have fun, but if you fucking dance, I'm gonna murder you.
Dancing is forbidden. Dancing has always been forbidden.
Dude, that's... Wow.
If I could do a Master Shake impression.
I bet people hated it in the 60s when people were just dancing all the time. Yeah, I just imagine people were dancing all the time in the 60s.
Maybe that's what they got the idea for Footloose.
Yeah.
You think? Maybe.
Yeah, it's like an anti-movement. It like so be. Badass, I'm dancing.
Where did that take place, that movie? I never saw it.
I don't know. South I think Carolina. In New York or somewhere, yeah. LA. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Not really important.
Yeah.
Vermont. This one really cracks me up. At one point, Vermont passed a law just to say that they could never pass a different law prohibiting the use of clotheslines. So it wasn't a law saying you can use clotheslines. It was a law saying we will never pass a law to say you can't use clotheslines.
They're really passionate about clotheslines.
It seems like the most pointless law of all time. Like, why not just...
Think they had good intentions, but they could have went so much further.
Was there an anti-clothesline movement that they had to, like, nip in the bud? Or?
What they should do, they should have passed, like a law of, like... The Colorado would be good for this, actually. Same kind of verbiage, and say, You can have a breakfast or any kind of burrito, whether breakfast or not, at any time of the day, and there's no law ever can be made against burritos. It would be stupid,
yeah,
but it would be kind of great.
Yeah, like,
you know?
You can eat a breakfast burrito at any time of day, and we will never pass ban a law you. Saying you can't call it a breakfast burrito. It's just, it's mind-boggling.
I wonder who did it. It was either like a bunch of men who want to have their laundry done by their wives all of the time, or I don't think so. Why would they create more work? Or women were like, if they ever take these clotheslines away, and we have to just sit outside and hold these clothes up one at a time until they dry, because apparently that's the only technology they have. I will kill myself. So make sure, honey, go to the Senate, make sure that they pass this law.
I'm just picturing some Vermont woman standing out in her backyard all scarecrow-like with clothes just draped off her, waiting for it to dry.
Good one. Give me another one.
In the state of Washington, there are at least two counties, that have laws restricting the poaching of Sasquatch.
This, by the way, because I've seen the list before we started. This is the best law on the books in America, because this should be definitely a law federally wide. Because if somebody sees Sasquatch, do not poach him.
Yes, that was their reasoning.
Befriend him.
Yes. Hey? Bring him into the loop, you know? Like, let's learn from
each
other.
Give him a TV show. I don't know.
They had Harry and the Hendersons. That was a movie, though, I guess. But yeah.
This guy needs a series. This guy needs the Jerry Springer of the TV show.
He should get his own talk show.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know? And I don't care if he's just grunting and, like, eating, I don't know, grapes or squirrels, whatever. Whatever they like to eat. But this is a great law. I have nothing bad to say about this law.
No, it's like the guy said. You know, the reason we have it on there, because if it is real, it's obviously in danger.
Could we go further, though? How about you cannot try to tame and ride a unicorn? Can we go further?
Because they should be kept carefree. And
absolutely.
Wild, you know, like,
and they should be
wonderful.
You don't
want to break
their
spirit.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, you're just going to take it home and put it in a zoo somewhere and lock it in a cage.
Of course,
gonna...
Cannot be caged. Cannot be tamed. Let him go.
Yeah. Just, take a picture with your cell phone if you want, but, just keep your distance.
Next one is you cannot harvest anything from a dragon. That should be a federal law, too.
What about dragon eggs? You can make a lot of omelets with
dragon eggs. Dragon eggs is going to become the new abortion issue. I'm already calling it.
God.
There's going to be people like, it's not a dragon yet. I should be able to eat it. I'm sure it's delicious, and I agree. And you know what? I'm on the fence on that one.
When does dragon life really start?
Exactly. What if it is delicious?
Is it at, conception? Is it when the egg is laid?
Yeah. Is there like a time period where it's okay to eat them right away?
See, there need to be laws in the books about this kind of stuff.
We need these laws. If we're going to have the Sasquatch law on, I want more laws.
What are our congressmen and women doing? Seriously.
Wasting time.
Obviously.
Killing dragons and unicorns.
And Sasquatch.
And Sasquatch.
Well, they're actually.
In what state was that again?
The state of Washington.
Okay, well, listen, Washington, you're doing a fantastic job with that law.
Get Oregon on board here.
What
the hell
are
they doing?
Come on, Oregon. Let's go.
Seriously.
Is it Oregon or Oregon?
I've heard it said both ways. Kind of like Nevada
and Arvada.
Everyone knows what you're trying to say. Yeah.
We need to have more of these laws. This is a good start, Washington, but we can do more.
Yes.
I'm gonna send a letter to their by letter I mean absolutely not. I'm just gonna tweet them for their senators. Why would I send a letter? That's insane.
You guys are doing a great job.
If I send a letter, dude, things are gonna get done immediately. Because if you get a letter that serious, you're in trouble then. I got a letter. Fuck.
Now we're in trouble.
It's in red ink.
God, someone caught out.
There's a lot of wrong answers on whatever test I took.
I do want to get to one more that cracks me up. So I'm from North Dakota, right next door, the great state of Minnesota, the state of hockey, which has exactly zero Stanley Cup championships.
Minnesota. Anyway, you're not good at hockey.
They have a law that states it is illegal to run, operate, or participate in any event which involves greasing up a pig and trying to catch it.
First of all, I have a problem with the initial law first. And my biggest problem, though, is, so you can grease other animals. Every time they make one of these, I always be like, so is it okay to do it to other ones?
You could.
Why are we protecting pigs that much? But then again, you can slaughter them, though. That's fine. You can just shoot one.
Yeah, greasing them up. Well, and I think the part might be because, the pig's skin lends itself to become more, slippery when you grease. I mean, if you grease a chicken, it's not really going to, the chicken's just goopy, you can still catch it really well. So, yeah,
but,
I think...
So, if you love the pig, and for some reason somebody was like, I'm definitely going to kill that pig and eat it. If you grease it up, Because at some point they have to touch the pig, even if after it's dead.
Right.
Will that person get in trouble? So could you protect your pigs by greasing them up?
Because you're just, Well,
yeah. you can't touch it, it's greased up.
Yes, but you can still kill it if it's greased up. You just can't try to catch it.
But then you can't touch it, though. What? How are you going to touch it? Can you use machines, I guess? You have to get a mech warrior to slice it up for you?
You could just shoot it with a gun.
No, I mean, but like after that, because you can't physically touch it with your hands, because you're technically catching it, even
once
if it's dead.
Once it's dead, you've caught the pig. Because it's greased up. Oh. Well, then that might just lead to a lot of senseless pig slaughters.
I know.
You know,
well, that's all I'm... You know, listen. I love eating some ham and some bacon.
Oh, who doesn't, really?
Okay, first of all. But who is this maniac who's just greasing them up and catching them constantly? We're like, listen.
Minnesotans are weird.
Listen, you know, Gunther out there in Eden Prairie is going ape shit on these pigs. We got to stop him.
This seems like more of a St. Cloud but how? Thing than actually.
Yeah, it could be St. Cloud. But how? Maybe Bemidji, you know, something, you know.
You have to have cops patrolling 24/7.
Like, listen, we're going to make a law. He can't do it anymore, and that's done. And Gunther's probably like, you made a law? All right, fine. Fuck it. Damn it. And he had to sell off his grease collection.
Or sell off his pigs.
Either one.
Or both.
You know?
Or sell off his grease pig collection.
Excellent, ridiculous law. Sasquatch, by far the best.
Oh, yeah. Agreed.
I mean, they're all good in their own way.
I just had to poke fun at Minnesota.
Besides, the Oklahoma one was insane. So
yeah.
That was, I mean, like, really? Why are we doing this? Why are we wrestling?
And you know that these are laws that were on the books for whatever reason, and they just don't have time to take them off.
I don't know where it was. I don't know if it was in North Dakota or in Montana. It might have been North Dakota, but wasn't there one still like a super racist one where like, you can shoot an Indian if you're in the back of a stagecoach being only like drugged by horses? Then it was chill.
I heard that too.
Something but like, if you're in a car, not chill.
I heard
walking,
something too.
Walking, not chill.
It was still legal to shoot Indians from like the back of a stagecoach or something like that.
Yeah, by horses, though, I think.
Yeah, it was just,
being pulled.
Right,
which is very specific law.
Yeah.
But I can see how it may have been very horribly relevant back in the day.
Yeah.
But you know what? They got to have a guy once a year go through all the state constitutions and like,
find
listen, you guys, this bear one, we got to get the fuck out of here. This is pathetic.
Yeah.
Like, cross them out.
Especially that, you know, shooting Indians one, you might want to get rid of that, you know, because...
Yeah, in general, just shooting any other person should be banned.
I can't believe that there hasn't been some asshole out there who just like, decided to do it just because he could.
Yeah, you know? Honestly, like, I don't even know what happened if some asshole actually did that. And then, I mean, federal, like, you'd have to have, like, the FBI get involved to, like, well, federally, you're wrong, even though your state might get you off, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Which is absolutely ridiculous, you know?
And, like I said, I don't know that for a fact, but if that was true, I hope they've rectified that situation.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah. Also, you know, let's, you know, update the bear one. Get all the, don't wrestle any animal. How about that?
I'm down with that.
That's good. Unless it's a consensual, I can't give him a leeway because then they're like, oh no, it asked for it.
Well, technically, you know? Human beings are an animal, so you could wrestle another animal if it's a human being.
Exactly. So yeah, if it can write out in paper that it is consensual,
there
then it's
go.
Fine. That's
there
a great law.
Yep. That narrows down
to human
beings.
You can teach a bear to write it out. You fucking can wrestle it.
They'd have a hard time holding that pen. No, you know, no opposable thumb. But anyway, yeah.
All right, next
I
one. Let's switch it up. I like that topic. It's fun. Let's talk about American sports and how playoffs work. You had a good point, and I want you to explain to the people playoff seeding.
Yes. So, obviously, playoff seeding in this country of sports. Say it's an 18 playoff.
Usually,
seed 1 plays seed 1 plays seed 8, 2 versus 7, you know, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
There's a very like minor hockey league. I believe it's called the Southern Professional Hockey League or something like that. They are changing their playoff format this year. They are, instead of just going straight 1 versus 8, 2 versus 7, yada, 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 they're letting the top 3 seeds pick their first-round opponent. Meaning, for example, say, for whatever reason, the 1 seed does not match up well with the 8 seed. They have problems with them. You know, they just don't match up well. The 1 seed can go to the podium and say, hey, guess what? We want seed 6 or seed 4. And I think this would be so awesome if professional sports in this country adopted this.
Yeah.
Just the television event you can make out of this thing.
And I want to be like, as soon as the 1 seed, like, it's usually the 1 seed's going to be locked up first, obviously. You know?
Right, yeah.
As soon as that game's over, they send out the captain of their team. Okay, I don't want it to be a coach. I don't want it to be a GM. Nobody from the press. The captain of the seed, after an emotional win. And like, yeah, he can be coached and told by the coach or the GM like what to pick. And I want to like, go through the questions of, like, you know, how was the game, blah, blah, I played well. And at the end, I want, you know, a league official to say, all right, who you picking? And then he has to answer, put a clock on him, 2 minutes. He's got 2 minutes, starts right. counting down on every screen in ESPN, on every television in America, and he's got to pick. And I would love, you know, because we're all thinking, like, you know, rationally of, like, you know, they're going to pick up, you know, we match up better against the seven or the six, you know. But I want there to be somebody who's kind of pissed off. And, like, let's say out of a fantasy world here, let's say it's, for instance, like the Vikings are in the playoffs. They have the one seed, okay? Yeah. Let's just say. And let's say, like, the Packers made it in for a wild card.
In football, that would work because the top two seeds in each conference get a bye.
Yeah, but the top, well, what we got to add is top one through three is protected. You cannot choose each other.
Right.
So you can choose anybody lower. So it's, it would still work. Because let's say the Packers were playing the two seed and you had, you know, Vikings, you had somebody else, and they were just like, you know what? Fuck that. At home, we'll take the Packers. Because I would love to have Eli Manning's shit grin dumbass call out, like, the Cowboys if they're going to the playoffs. Like, you know what? Have them come to New Jersey. Let's go. You know?
And
like, that would be, like, I know it would probably never happen, but for the first time it would happen, it would be national news of, like, holy shit. They just took the four seed as the one seed. It's never happened before. Holy crap.
It is so much fun to think about. The only problem with the idea of the, you know, the captain of the one seed calling out right after they clinch is that you don't always know which teams are in the playoffs at that point. You know,
you're right. So okay. How about wait till everybody's seated?
Yeah.
And then give it like 2 days and then have like a television of the
Yeah, oh, yeah. Make it half hour
It's
special.
Like the draft. Yeah, like, I mean, yeah. It's like a, you know, like, yo, dude, the seating's coming out, and, like, you could make it a whole new thing. Listen, and this is such an American thing because you're going to have another show. You get more commercial dollars. We're all going to watch.
You can create so many rivalries this way. I mean, just getting called, you know, like LeBron James goes to the mic and says, we're supposed to play, you know, Boston, but I want Miami. I want to play against a team that I took. You know, like,
exactly.
I mean, and just it's instant bulletin board material, and all the scouting and everything that would go into making this decision.
Yeah.
This adds another layer to reasons that GMs and coaches can get fired.
And it's like the draft, because, like, you would have, you know, let's say some team, like, let's say it's like the Golden State Warriors, for instance. And then they're like, you know what? We're supposed to play the Nuggets. And they're like, okay, we'll take the Jazz on. Yeah. And I want it to pan out like it's in the draft for, like, the NCAA, actually not in the draft, like in the NCAA Madness Tournament. When you, like, you know, your team makes it, you were on the bubble. Mm-hmm. I want to pan to, like, their locker room. I want all the players there, and I want to see their reaction. Where they're like, maybe sometimes they'll be like somber, or like just claps, but sometimes they'll be like, fuck I'm so happy you picked us. Yeah. Let's go. We are ready. We're waiting. We've been studying you guys.
Or everyone who's in the 8 seed's locker room and the 1 seed picks the 6 seed, everyone in the 8 seed locker room just goes nuts. Like, we're in the 1 seed.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it would just add, like, another super fun drama strategic thing.
It would be so fun. I just,
I think it's a great idea.
I think it is, too.
Like,
kudos to you, Southern Professional Hockey
League. Yeah, good job, Southern Professional Hockey Team of the USA. I don't know if that's a real thing, but that's where we got the idea from.
Yeah. So
it's fantastic.
Kudos to you.
All right, let's switch to another national news story. By national news story, it's just a story that I'm creating right now.
Quick aside before we get into this. Have they caught the mad pooper yet?
I don't think so.
I haven't heard anything.
By the way, obviously this goes on the internet. The mad pooper, it is still available. Tell your side of the story. Come on, gun to your head.
Come talk to us.
We will, you know, we can, all right, well, we'll see if we can blur out your voice. I mean, we're not that good technologically, but we definitely don't have to use your name. We can call you Mrs. Pooper, Miss Pooper, or MP, whatever you like.
Maybe we can sweeten the deal a little bit. Will we even let you take a dump on the sidewalk?
We would. Yes. Yeah, we can put away, I don't know if it helps if I put an area outside, like, guarded, or if you like to do it in the open. Either way, you can definitely shit outside, right in front of the building. We're downtown. It's going to be nice and busy for you. Whatever gets your rocks off. Whatever you need. But come on the show. Tell your side of the story. We want to hear it.
The world needs to know.
What makes you tick? What made you do that? What you did? You know, this is like Mind Hunters of Poopers. This is Mind Poopers.
I've heard this is a very good show. I haven't seen it
yet. But. You know what? Okay, first of all, Mind Hunters is like this. It's interesting enough where you want to watch it, but if you happen to be tired or hungover and you fall asleep for 2 episodes, you don't miss that much.
Oh, okay.
And it's okay to pick it back up.
Oh.
You know?
Interesting.
So if you just watch it straight, you're just like, it's okay. if you fall asleep a little bit and you pick it back up, you're like, oh, it's still pretty good.
Because it kind of struck me as a show that you need to pay attention to really...
And Netflix should really have categories like this, though. They should have like, hey, can I take a nap for a little bit and it's still chill if I pick it up? That's a category.
Yep.
For me personally, I like movies about deserts. Okay.
All right.
I like to be hungover, and I can have all the water.
You like to be hungover?
Well, no, I don't like to, but if I have to be, that's just life.
Well, yeah.
I like to drink ice waters, and I like to be where I have a bunch of ice waters, and people are suffering from not water. So I like desert movies where I'm just like with a straw, and I never use straws, but I'm just like, wow, it looks really dry out there. And then I go,
that's just sadistic. You know, then
you're evil. I love it. It just comforts me. I'm just in my bed, just curled up with an ice water.
I can see how that makes you feel better about your hangover, though.
Yeah, it's like, look how much more horrible yes, their life is.
It could be a lot worse.
And I have all of this ice water.
I have all of the water.
Yeah.
And but all of the alcohol, apparently, too.
Categories like that. There should be a category that says comedies without laugh tracks. That's a category. That should be a category. You know, comedies with laugh tracks.
When I'm trying to go to sleep at night, Futurama is my go-to. Because I've seen it so many times that if I fall asleep...
If you've seen enough, it's okay. But I love Futurama so much that I can't watch it all the time, you know?
Yeah, you don't want to like burn down on it.
You know, that's tough for me. But like, there should be other categories. Like, listen, basically, give me a job making the categories for Netflix. It's going to be killer.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see. All right, now let's move on.
Oh yeah, back to your story. Sorry, I totally hijacked that.
Quick one here. So, the national anthem, fantastic. I love it. It's great. But what I was proposing to Joe earlier is, what if the U.S. because we do it our fucking own way. This is America. We don't have to stick to one national anthem.
The answer, nobody.
Exactly. So what if we had a list of, besides the Star Spangled Banner, four other songs, and we could play them. At, you know, we could choose to play them, any of them, and they'll have to play it
wherever we're at,
wherever our national team plays. So we have alternate national anthems. What would those songs be? What do you think? Would that be, first of all, would that be a cool idea? And second of all, what do you think?
I think it's a really fun idea.
I think super fun. Super fun.
The first two ones that came to my mind were more serious ones.
Sure.
Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen. Pink Houses by John Mellencamp.
What was it? Is it called God Bless the USA?
I think it's called God Bless the USA.
From sea to shining, you know?
Yeah. God Bless America.
God Bless America.
I think there's a song called God Bless the USA. It's like a country song.
God Bless America is the one like, where at least I know.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a great song. We always play it before U.S. soccer games where we go anywhere, kind of little pub. It's a great song. So you'd have a couple of those.
Right. But I think it'd be fun to, you know, throw out just a couple, just random.
Absolutely randos.
Like, you know, just play along with me here.
Yeah.
Can you imagine Taylor Swift opening up the Super Bowl, walking out and singing Baby Got Back?
Love it.
Or just, My Name Is by Eminem.
Yeah, you heard my two that I had earlier for you, which was This Is How I Do It.
Oh, Montel Jordan.
We walk out.
This is how we do it.
Gymnastics final in Russia, and it comes out, this is how we do it.
So awesome.
Also, I wouldn't hate a fun parody of like a Forgot About the USA, Forgot About Dre. Let them make one, and then come out there and like, you know, you forgot about us or something, you know, and just kill it. That'd be sweet.
Perfect.
Other ones I like are just any classic rock. So I mean, I'm talking Your Stairway to Heaven. I'm even talking
More
about
than
like,
a feeling.
What was I thinking of? What's the biggest song by Guns N' Roses? Welcome to Jungle.
Welcome to Jungle.
You know,
Paradise City.
Yeah.
November Rain.
Yeah. Just like something, just like classic bangers.
Yeah.
Just
shredders.
Absolutely killers. Yeah. You know.
Whale.
That'd be sweet.
Whales. Yes, absolutely. And of course, you could go the opposite route and just pick like the most obnoxious song.
I'm not opposed to these like stick then, because like I don't want the list to grow. I just want the list to be able to switch out. And why not have a national vote? We vote for president and hey, what's going to be our four alternates for the next 4 years?
Mm-hmm.
So we can still pick the same ones, but you can have, or like, we could even like have votes for the 4 years. Like every time we have a presidential, vote, we can like narrow it down from like, the 100 to like 50 every year to 25, you know, and get it down to like 10.
Have like a big like NCAA basketball style tournament. Have 64 songs, vote online.
And even have multiple brackets. I mean, like, even have, like, so, like, you can't, you know, so something like this is how you do it, doesn't get knocked out by God Bless America. Have, right. like, you know, more multiple brackets, and we all have to vote, otherwise you get fucking fined. Take it seriously. Take your democracy seriously.
It's like health insurance, people. You have to have it.
Okay? Take it seriously. And then, you know, we narrow it down, and then we have, like, at the voting booth, you know, when everybody's voting for the presidential election, most people vote, and then have them, you know, jot it in.
Why aren't we in charge of more stuff, seriously?
God, we'd be so good at
God
it.
God damn. It was England when they opened the voting up to name their new like sea vessel, and they voted on Bodie McBoatface. Oh, great!
Which is great. Which is a great name.
Yes. And then they said, "No, we're not calling it Bodie McBoatface."
Which is such that's dirty. That's not democracy. That wouldn't fly in America. No. That one. Listen, if Donald Trump can be president, Bodie McBoatface can be named as a boat.
Yes.
Okay. Anybody can do anything.
The USS Bodie McBoatface. All right.
Anybody can do anything. You know what? I would love for this to happen. Something weird on too, like. Fuck Her Gently makes it to like the top 10 on the ballot.
Just any Tenacious D song, really. Yeah. Just line them up.
Tribute to the greatest song in the world. Just something like that, you know? That'd be so sweet.
Yes. I want this to happen now.
I know. This
got me all worked up, Ozzy. God damn it.
I mean, we'll have to start a ballot here, you know?
Every time I hear the national anthem, I'm just going to be like, this boring old song again.
We'll have to start a whole new thing, but, you know. All right. This is another thing I want to tell you. I'll talk to you about.
Okay.
Me and my buddy were out to bars last weekend.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And he was texting with his Tinder date. She hadn't responded for a bit. Okay. It's been several texts, several days.
Okay. Oh, so he's not expecting her for a date. He went on a date with her. And...
No, he didn't have a date. He was just texting like, as like, hey, what's up? We matched.
So, okay. Yeah. All right. I'm not familiar with Tinder.
Yeah. Basically, you match and then you can text that person. Okay. You know what I mean? All right. So, like, he texted three times, nothing happened. He's like, I'm not going to text her again. This is stupid. She's not going to respond. I was like, first of all, she's wrong because you're great.
Yeah.
You know, for supporting my friend.
Her loss, right?
But then I asked him, like, you're going to send an Alamo. And he's like, what? Alimony? Like, money's like, no. The Alamo text, like the last stand. He's like, tell me more. So I'm basically trying to explain to him, and I'm trying to make this a thing now for at least the next week.
Okay.
The Alamo text is the last stand of like, all right, listen, girl. We matched 2 weeks ago. We're not responding. This is my last offer. Can the Alamo text become a thing in verbiage in modern American culture?
I think it can.
I think it's possible.
I'm not sure. How do I say this? I'm not sure I really understand the wisdom behind the Alamo text.
Oh, it's terrible. It's terrible. It's a terrible idea. It's never going to work.
I mean, we've all done it.
It's Hail Mary. But I'm just calling the Alamo. You know what I mean?
It's an act of desperation. Yeah. It's your last. Yeah, I totally see the correlation. Right, and right. I like that we're calling it the Alamo text. I would wonder if there are any other terms that might also be applicable to this kind of text.
What do you think?
I mean, there's got to be maybe a Lord of the Rings reference, like a.
There's got to be something. I was thinking
a Helm's Deep text, or
yeah, that's good. That's good. Helm's Deep is good.
There's so many. Oh yeah, but anyway,
the last stand of the Dragon Reborn.
Yes,
you know,
exactly. Oh yeah, yeah. Tarmond Gaidon text,
the Battle at Tyr. You know,
yes, exactly.
You know,
but I feel like those are a little more obscure references.
Of course,
so
you know, we're gonna nerd out when we can nerd out.
I think we can stick with the Alamo text.
I think it's okay.
If you think of anything better, you know, like,
tell us. Comment. Tell us honestly. Yeah. You give us a better one, I'm totally for it. But you know, everybody's been in that where like you don't want to text somebody back. It doesn't even have to be like a romantic thing. It could even be just in a professional sense. Somebody's not responding. You're trying to make a sale.
And you're getting to the point where
listen,
you feel like,
I got to take a stand.
Yeah. I feel like I'm pestering you. But yeah, you haven't told me to stop yet.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Can you please just tell me, you know, cease and desist or actually respond?
You know, I'm gonna rip a Lionel text to this yoga trainer that hasn't responded in three after this podcast. It's not going to go well. I can already tell you.
Yoga trainers are the worst.
And the reason though I like it that it's the Alamo, because Helm's Deep I don't like, is because the Alamo text is probably going to fail. It's not going to work. That she hasn't already responded.
That's true.
The Alamo, they get murdered.
Yes,
so, like, as soon as I text yoga instructor...
That's a very good point.
I will get murdered and unmatched very quickly. But that's why that's why I was thinking of that term.
It could be your Custer's last stand text.
Did he lost that too, though? I mean, that's the same thing, you know?
Right.
But it's still more applicable because... You're probably not going to win this one, but you're making a
stand.
You're
giving it your best go.
You know?
I do like it.
You know?
Yeah. I'm definitely sticking with the Alamo for now.
For now. Until we find something better, it plays. Okay. Totally switch gears to reverse and completely destroy our transmission. New one.
Why would you do that?
That's just because this next topic has nothing to do with any of the other ones.
Sweet. All right. I dig it.
So, Me and your beautiful lady, who's mm-hmm. very charming, we were talking about this, and we have the same feeling, but I want to know yours, and I'll share mine then. What do you do after you wake up from a nightmare? Is there anything specific you do? Is there anything that you think about or do?
I know what Catherine does.
Yeah.
I normally don't... I wake up, and I usually have, 5 or 10 second, calming down period, trying to get my heart rate back down. Like, okay, you didn't actually just die. You're okay.
You're not being chased.
Freddy Krueger's not after you. You're fine. And then I try to will myself back to sleep. Because once
I can't go to sleep right away because I'll go right back into it.
Yeah, well, I know. Why don't you guys tell what you guys do, and then I'll say why I can't do that.
What me and Kat do is, and I do it, and I have to do it because it'll distract me. It'll keep me awake for a little bit, so I don't go right back in the dream. Mm. But we eat, whether it's crackers, whether it's a sandwich,
just a snack or something.
Anything.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what it is. Honestly, it could be strawberries, a cracker. It could be just peanut butter by itself in a spoon. Anything. Cottage cheese. I don't care. Like something. But that helps us become calmer and helps us not dream back into
kind of resets your body. Yeah.
You know?
And I totally understand the logic behind it. I personally can't do it because once I stand up and start moving around,
you're awake.
I'm awake. That
sucks.
It's either force yourself back to sleep or, all right, well,
or
I guess
you're screwed.
I guess I'm up at 4
So if you
in the
wake
morning,
up, yeah, at 4, exactly. Like, you went to bed at midnight, you're up at 4, you're like, oh, I'm screwed if I move.
I'm screwed, yeah. And
okay,
so,
see, yeah, we don't have
that's why
we can
I
still
can't
go
do
back.
It.
Yeah, so. I can still go back, and peanut butter is actually a really good one. Honestly, 2 spoonfuls, that's it, because it takes you a while to eat it, because it's in your mouth, you have to kind of work
really
for it.
You can't really chew it, yeah.
You don't just, like, it's not like just, like, a grape where it says one bite done. That's not enough to get us to distract our minds.
Right.
So peanut butter isn't there even like when I slowly sloth like just make my way back to the room and I'm just like moving my mouth like I'm just some kind of like hilarious lazy sloth. But like it distracts me from like I gotta get all this peanut butter out of my teeth, you know? And then once that's done, then I'm in a normal dream or nothing.
I absolutely get it. It doesn't work for me. I'm just not wired that way, man.
But I'm like that too, though, if I don't have a nightmare. Yeah. So if I get up to pee and it's pretty, if it's like a little dawn, it's okay. But if it's bright out, if I get up to pee, I'm out.
Okay.
You know?
Maybe what I should do is start keeping, I don't have nightmares very often, but maybe I should just keep a jar of peanut butter next to the bed.
Yeah.
So if you have a nightmare, all I have to do
That's
is roll over, grab the
my
spoon.
Bed. It's actually not a bad idea.
Don't have to get out of bed.
Listen, I have a Pringles thing next to my bed.
Hell yeah.
Barbecue chips,
Pringles
2 steak cakes, 2 Pringles. I'll do that, honestly.
Yeah, just keep
it. It works, honestly.
We're just breaking all kinds of barriers tonight.
This is why, as much as the stupid college thing is, having a mini fridge that was like close, nightstand, basically.
Yeah,
mini fridge, you can pop it open. You can have some peanut butter in there, fruit, whatever you want to, whatever you can do that's quick and easy and good.
And Kat and I always have water bottles by our bed.
Yep.
And almost every morning I get up and there are 2 water bottles by Kat's bed, which means she's gotten up in the middle of the night to go get another water bottle.
Yep.
How sweet would it be for her just roll over, open the fridge,
open up, grab it.
There's your water bottle. Don't have to go out of bed.
Yeah, because I'll fill up, I have one big that I stole from actually Rem and Courtney, your sister's place. Well, she gave it to me and she wanted to give me more, but they're huge cups from WeFest.
Oh, yeah.
Huge
they have
water cups. They have a
of
bunch
things,
of them.
Yep. Yeah.
And I always fill up to the brim. And I keep it there, but on some nights I'll just have another little, just a cup of water next to it, because I don't want to get up. I'll just have it next to me, just drinking it,
Well, before I lived with Kat, I would just do the glass of water thing. I could never have water bottles, but then I found out pretty quickly that you leave a cup of water on your nightstand, the cats are gonna get in.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah, you got that problem.
Yeah, but whether they knock it over or not, okay, now I'm drinking
slightly
cat spit.
Push it off.
Yeah, So we have to. We have to throw the water bottle.
Yeah, makes sense for you. But you're like, I wish I could have a giant cup.
Yeah, fill it with ice. So it stays cold all night.
That's the beauty of it. Fill it all the way up with ice. A little bit of water.
Mm-hmm.
Go to bed.
Yep.
Sleep maybe 4 hours. Get real. I mean, it's a dry state, Colorado. Get real parched. Go there, and
it's
just
ice cold
stream. Yep. It's so beautiful.
All night long, yep.
It's so, because it's melted in the next, within an hour, it melts, But, it's so great.
Another reason to have the fridge next to the bed. Oh, God.
Oh, this is a great idea.
We're solving so many problems.
I could honestly probably start, I'm definitely starting a shirt company, because I've ran into problems with these people making shirts in the city.
Yes.
But apparently, I'm going to make fridges and just market them as bed stand fridges. Actually, I could do that. We'll have a top where you can open up to keep like things, a book or whatever. That have a non-cooled area, but also bottom part is a fridge. This is the, if somebody takes this idea, copyright gun to your head, owned by Osrin Doglot Media, the fridge / nightstand. That's my idea. Do not steal it.
You heard it here first.
That's not a bad idea.
I like it. I'd buy one. I love it. I might buy two.
What if you could do? What if you could go further? Make like a side of it hot. Well, I'm going too far.
Oh,
I'm going
too far. Get like a little hot plate on there. Hot plate. Keep like keep warm snacks there in case you have a nightmare.
You toast the sandwich, ate half of it. Like I don't want it to be like cold.
When later, I wake up.
But if I wake up in 4 hours, keep it a little warm, but half fridge. You know what? That is a dope idea. I'm not gonna fold that one either. That's also my idea. The hot plate.
This is all spoken for, ladies and gentlemen. Do not steal it.
For real, for real. Last thing I do want to touch on, I must. One interjection. We do have to have an infomercial here about the 1K. It's coming up tomorrow. This place is filled with very shitty shirts in the most beautiful way. So that's definitely popping off tomorrow at El Trudo, 4 o'clock. This episode will be posted in maybe a couple hours. It's, October 20th, I want to say.
That is correct, sir.
Yep, October 20th. I do want to have my main shirt guy come in here. He's been kind of running it. It's really his pet project, so I've been helping him out. So let me get him on the hook here. It might take me just a quick moment. I don't know. He's babysitting a dog next door. So I'll be right back.
Awesome dog, by the way.
And it'll take me literally 1 second since I'm only going to pause it. So this is the beauty of editing. And here he is, Patty B, Patrick Brown, the man without a face or a name.
How's it going?
He's the man who's been trying to put together this 1K here, happening tomorrow, October 21st, 4 p.m. El Trudo. Tell the people a little bit about it. Tell them what they can expect or absolutely not expect, and how do you feel about it? I mean, well, I feel okay.
That's mainly why I'm here. I want to destroy expectations.
Excellent.
Keep them low if you have them, and that's all I want.
And really lower them if you have them. If you had any, please lower them.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be disappointment.
I want you to accept less than nothing so you can have a good time.
I mean, so here's the whole thing about the 1K. It's more a journey of self-discovery.
Yeah, for real.
And self-acceptance. It's not about things
or a distance
or being happy
or an event
or enjoying something.
Or something you can cool tweet about. It's not about that.
No, just be there. Just feel it.
Just feel it. Be inside of it.
That's the 1K.
We are allowing you to be inside of something. I know some of you haven't been inside of anything for a long time.
Oh.
We're really giving you something here.
Audience burn.
Audience burn.
But hey, here's something that you can't expect. We got some shitty shirts to hand out.
Absolutely. But I've got to be honest. Okay, Pat's been cranking out these shirts. It looks like a very well-run sweatshop in our apartment.
I kind of like them, personally.
Honestly, I think they're fantastic. They're better than I thought they'd be. So I feel like they're excellent.
See, there we go with those expectations.
And exactly. Do not listen.
Drop those expectations.
They are the worst shirts.
They are the worst shirts. They're plain white shirts. There's stains all over them. Not even like good food stains. You can get a little bit of meal out of it. No pepperonis.
Heavily used
by
stains everywhere.
By people hanging outside of unsafe way. You know.
Yeah. You know. But it's the truth. The shirts are the truth.
Yeah.
They speak the truth.
Do you want the truth?
Show up to the 1K.
You probably can't handle.
Show
the truth.
Up.
There you go.
Yeah. If you thought you could handle the truth, you'll be at the 1K. And if you don't get there early enough, you don't get a shirt. That's life. That's life on Legendary. You miss out sometimes. But hang out for the after party.
You know, we are taking some pre-orders to some other shirts that you'll have to see.
Yeah, I mean, we have... Well, okay, I'll be honest. Okay, this is the one expectation I want you to have. There's two banger shirts.
There's two banger shirts.
And you can't get them. I mean, they're very exclusive. But if you like them, I can put in an order with my man Steve.
Steve's got it.
He makes the shirts.
He's in a cul-de-sac. It's official.
Yeah, it's so official. Is there anything more official than a cul-de-sac making shirts? Not really.
No. Pay me on my website, show up, the shirt will be on my doorstep.
Yeah.
These are very limited edition.
Yeah.
When you buy a shirt from our website, you will pick it up at our doorstep on the doorknob outside back door.
There you go.
Because Steve has set that precedent, and I love it.
Yep, plus gas.
Yeah, I mean, plus gas that you have to pay.
We're not working for free.
We're not going to lift you over here. And you just have to make it here. That's on you. You know? But that's it. That's going to be the 1K. It's going to be great. There's one little last topic I do want to touch on because I was talking to this old Vietnam vet at the Horseshoe Lounge. He was a big Rockies fan. I know nothing about baseball. Joe does. So I want to tell him one thing, and how can we make it better? The wild card round of having one game after, what is it, 162?
That is correct, sir.
Is that not absolutely atrocious?
There are a lot of people who don't like it, and I'll give you a little backstory. This is a relatively new thing. For many years, it was just, for many years, it was just two teams made the playoffs in each league, and then they expanded it to four. And then there, some genius, once they went to three divisions, they thought, why don't we have, instead of one wild card, we'll have two wild cards. They play a one-game play-in, and that's the real wild card. It is kind of a weird way to do it. Just for example, this year.
So how do you feel about it right now? Do you like it or do you think it's
true? I'm kind of indifferent towards it.
You're a Twins fan, right?
Yes.
They lost in their wild card, right?
Yes, but if they
did the Rockies.
If they didn't have that wild card game, neither the Twins nor the Rockies would have made the postseason. Yeah. Okay. So it does add a little bit to it, keeping more teams involved later in the season, keeping the fan base more involved, because more teams are...
That's the thing to me, for the fan base, though. Like, why not make it... Like, you've already played 162. Why not just make it a best out of three?
And that's a good idea. The
It only adds two more games.
The comeback to that is that the season is so long already, and the World Series...
What's the difference between adding two more games?
And that's...
Actually, one more game if you sweep.
True, yes, yeah. The fight back on that is that... The World Series used to end in October. The Fall Classic ends in October. And without fail for the last, 10, 15 years, it runs into the first, second week of November. Snow is flying everywhere. You know, games get canceled, postponed, you know. There was one playoff game about 7 or 8 years ago that there's a rule in the MLB that once you've played five innings of a game, if it gets delayed by rain...
Over?
It's an official game.
Ooh.
And so a playoff game ended early because it had gone longer than five innings and it started raining. And of course, you know, the manager losing team was pissed off.
That bugs me about baseball, too. God forbid it rains.
It's a very weird game. I love it.
And then, we got to call it off. Yeah. We can't do it.
Yeah.
But you got to... Let's say they didn't make it a three-game series. Because I was debating a guy at the bar here. He was saying, should we have a three-game series... It should be three games, back-to-back nights for the first two, one-day break, and another game. And whoever has the best record of those two teams, it's all at home. And I don't know if I agree with it. I didn't hate his argument, though, because you should be rewarded for your better season.
His idea, I think if it's
I was thinking more two at home and one away.
Yeah.
That should be better.
Two at home.
So sweep them, and if you don't, then, well, fuck you. You got to go
then
over.
Then game three's in their
you
gotta
house. You got to fly to, you know, Anaheim or, you know, whatever, you know, Seattle, whatever, you know?
Touched on something there, you know, two games in a row, one day off, then one game. There are a lot of off days in, all postseasons, but in baseball especially. I mean, you don't need days off in between. Like, if you cut out half of the days off, you could shorten the postseason by a week, week and a half, right there.
So we could make it.
You could make it work. Absolutely conceivably.
All I'm really adding is one game, because just win that other game, man.
Yeah.
And if you don't, we got to play a third. You know what I mean? Or, you know what? Make it real fucking crazy, soccer style. Make it a two-game series only, aggregate scores. So you get blown out 5-0, but if you win by more than six the second game, you win.
That's another idea.
So cut down the time, but it'd be fun. Like, listen, we got to keep scoring. Because if you win 1-0, you're so totally still alive, but there's only one more game, that's it. But you got to win by two. That'd be kind
of
fun.
Yeah. Not that they're ever going to do it.
Because, of course.
Baseball is one of the most... set in their way sports. Yeah. I mean,
I call tradition it not
that,
fun.
Just introducing instant replay to the game pissed off so many.
Lost
it. It's slowing down the game. It takes away from the charm of the game. They're getting the calls right.
Get them right.
Yeah, I mean, it's taking a human error. I don't want human error in the game unless it's on the part of the players. If the players screw up, okay, that's on them. If the umps screw up, that's not okay. I mean, get the call. Yeah, but that's baseball for you.
They gotta switch.
I don't like the mascots.
In general?
Yeah.
The Philly Fanatic is great, though.
Philly Fanatic, I like the Green Man a little bit better, though.
Oh, yeah.
Green Man is
yeah.
a little bit.
Yeah, okay.
But this is what I don't understand about the mascots, then. If either everybody has to have a mascot mandated, then, or nobody gets to have a mascot. Because I don't think, there's teams like Do the Yankees don't have a mascot? They used to, I know, for like briefly for like 4 years.
Yeah,
maybe.
I don't think they do.
But they don't anymore. I know, like they don't. They used to have some kind of just. It was an atrocious creature.
I feel like that's when you know you've made it as a team when you don't need a mascot.
Yeah, that's
We're so iconic. We don't need a mascot.
Yeah, like Detroit Red Wings. It's a wheel.
Yeah, it's just
rolling rubber tires down a hill.
And then if they score a hat trick, they throw octopuses.
Yeah, we were just talking about this.
Naturally.
But make it an octopus. That'd be a sweet emblem.
At work the other day, the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Yeah.
What is that? The mascot's an elephant.
The elephant.
What the hell does that have to do with Crimson Tide? You'd think it'd be a submarine or something. Yeah. I don't know. But
or just a red wave. I don't know.
It came from some description of a sports reporter for a long time.
Oh, did it? Okay. One
of those things. They're running him down like the elephants of the Saharan Desert. Like something like that? Or
no.
Maybe he was just really sure. Fat and had a giant mustache.
Sure.
Let's go with that one. That's like Ozzy's.
The red elephants are running him down. Here they go.
Look at these. Crimson elephant.
But then, what's the Rockies mascot?
Are they on their
mascot?
Period or what?
Is it a big mountain? Is it a mountain man? Rockies mascot?
Do the Rockies have a mascot?
I don't know.
I don't think they do.
No, it's a Triceratops.
That would be sick. I know it's not.
Oh my god, you're right. Yeah, it is.
It's a Triceratops.
They should be pushing that. Dude, that's way more fans. Why do we not see people walk around in a t-shirt with a Triceratops be like, let's go Rockies?
The Twins mascot is a bear. Call him TC Bear. Like,
I thought it'd be two people that
exactly,
look identical.
Exactly, yeah. The actual twins walking around.
You know what mascot I'm terrified of? The Avs. A St. Bernard. I just think Cujo.
Oh.
So I saw him taking pictures down at Union Station and
so the Avs
just run.
So Cujo is like the aftermath of the Avalanche. They're saving you.
I guess.
It's got a little bit of whiskey
on
its neck.
Rabies infested drunk dog. Yeah. I do not trust it.
I don't get it. St. Louis Blues. It's Blue Man, I guess. I mean, that would be the best you could do.
So, walking
Aquaman,
saxophone.
That'd be good. I mean, that's
oh, yeah, it could be
song.
Walking saxophone.
Kind of like that'd be good.
Kind of like when the Jazz moved from New Orleans to Utah. There's no fucking jazz in Utah.
Yeah.
Change the name at least.
Although, I will say, Utah Jazz does have a good ring to it, even though it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
You know, just because they've been around for so long with Stockton.
You probably can't call them the Utah Fighting Mormons or something.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, like, the Utah the right. Just sketchy.
Utah Robert
a
Redford.
A dude in a very pressed white shirt, black tie. Very clean haircut. You know?
The Utah
have
country
you found
club.
Jesus?
Yeah. I don't know. All right. Well, hey, that's all we got for you. The 1K. Literally, we just have to pull it off so we can do another one next year. It's going to get bigger and better every time.
Yeah.
I hope it's very small and shitty and horrible this time.
That's what we're going
so
for.
So then we can definitely say, well, it'll be better than last year. So every time we want to make it the worst thing ever.
It's all about keeping expectations low, right?
Yeah. So it gets better.
But that's
a
good thing. It's so small, it's only going to be as good as you make it.
Yeah. It's
up
to
everyone.
It's really up to everyone. It's a communal event, you know.
It's not
like,
for us.
Like the city in Copenhagen of Christiantia, where they... I don't want to get into it. Okay. It's going to be...
I don't
want to get into it. But anyways, just remember that if you remember anything. It's like Christiantia from Denmark.
Okay.
Roland the Headless Horseman is definitely going to show up to the 1K. But that's it. All right. Hope to see you all tomorrow. Peace. Bye. Love you. Pat.
Bye. Bye. See ya.
See ya.
Still recording.
It's still recording.
This is the outro
song for the boys.